Hello and welcome to the Motivation Mob Podcast. I am your host, MW. Hey, Motivation Mob, MW here. Life is like a piece of art. Life is like art. Have you ever heard people say, life is beautiful? Have you ever wondered what they mean by this? If you have wondered what people actually mean by life is beautiful, you're not alone. Many times I've asked myself the same thing, the same exact thing, especially when I'm going through difficult times, when I'm going through some sort of difficulty in my life, some sort of crisis, when I'm experiencing something painful, something depressing, something sad. And let's be honest, those times, those are really the dark times. That's where the darkness is in our lives. The darkness is in the sad times, the sorrow we feel. And of course, the exact opposite of that. The joy, the excitement, the love, the happiness that we feel, and the times we feel those things in. We remember those things as the good times. But in this episode, I'm going to refer to them as the light. So, I've had a bit of a funny week. Well, really, it's been a bit of a funny 2 weeks, to be honest, but most of the funniness came in the past 7 days. Well, really the past 8 days. I've had a lot of ups, I've had a lot of downs. Mostly downs. And I say mostly downs, but the downs are part of the masterpiece that is life. Aren't they? This morning, I found my dog dead. He wasn't quite yet a year old, but he was getting there. A 1 year old. And I found him dead this morning. But I was happy. I was happy to find him dead. And there's a reason for that. It's not that I'm a cruel person or I wanted my dog to die. I wanted my dog to live. But when I found him dead this morning, I was happy. I was happy because he's been suffering a lot. He's been very ill lately. And yesterday I could just tell that he was on his last legs. I could really tell that he was suffering. And I was happy because when I found him dead, I knew he wasn't suffering anymore. Don't get me wrong, I was sad to lose my dog. I am sad to lose my dog. But when I found him dead this morning, I was happy because his suffering had ended. He wasn't suffering anymore. It was painful to see him suffering. It broke my heart. It broke my heart to see him in pain. But as much as it was difficult for me to see him in pain, I would rather his pain stopped. And it just so happened that his pain did stop. And I was happy to find out this morning that he wasn't suffering anymore. Well, I mean, I'm crying now, but only because I'm talking about it. I sat in silence earlier, and I realized that indeed I was happy. It was a beautiful thing that his suffering had ended. So how is it that when something so painful happens, something that causes me to cry happens? How can I say that life is beautiful? How can I say that that very thing that makes me cry is beautiful? Well, life is like a piece of art. Life is like a piece of art. Some art is beautiful, some is not. We'll get into that. But before we go there, what makes a piece of art beautiful? What makes a piece of art beautiful? Well, it's the meaning that you get from looking at a piece of art, isn't it? If you look at a masterpiece and you understand something from that piece of art, you get something, some beautiful meaning from that piece of art, then that piece of art is beautiful. But if the meaning you get is not a beautiful one, then that piece of art will not be beautiful to you. But what gives art its beauty? If I took a sheet of paper and I left it blank, I left it white, would you find that sheet of paper beautiful? What would it mean to you? It wouldn't have much meaning as a blank piece of paper, would it? It would just be a white rectangle. Unremarkable, plain, boring. What if I took that same sheet of paper and I covered it completely in black paint? What if I substitute the light for the dark? Paint it completely black. Is it beautiful then? What meaning do you get from a black piece of paper? Probably not much. It would probably be just a black rectangle. Nothing remarkable, nothing worth your time, nothing worth looking at. It's not beautiful. It's not beautiful because it has no meaning. It is meaningless. So darkness on its own is meaningless. Light on its own is meaningless. But what about when you combine the dark with the light? What if you take that blank piece of paper, that white sheet of paper, and you draw something on it? What if you take that white piece of paper, that blank sheet, and put darkness on it, but you leave some parts of it light? Well, the combination of light and dark gives meaning, and that meaning can be beautiful. It is when you have the light and the dark together that something beautiful is created. A beautiful meaning can be created. There is a lot of suffering in the world. There is a lot of pain. There is a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of suffering. And that suffering on its own, it's not beautiful. There's a lot of excitement in the world. There's a lot of joy. There's a lot of love. There's a lot of happiness. But all of that, all of the light on its own, it is meaningless. It is nothing but a blank sheet of paper. But when you know what darkness is, and when you know what light is, and you see both of them together, you can get a meaning that is beautiful. It is when you combine the dark with the light that you can create a beautiful meaning. A meaning that you would not have if you had the light alone and if you had the dark alone. When you are in the deepest of darknesses, you appreciate the light more. You appreciate the light more because you realize what the darkness is. You know how it feels to be in the dark. The dark gives the light its beauty, and the light gives the dark its beauty. Because when you have light and when you have dark together, you have beauty. You cannot have beauty without light. You cannot have beauty without dark. It is when you have dark and light together that you have something beautiful. And that's something I have understood long before this week, and I'm sure it's something you have understood as well. But I haven't understood it in the way that I'm sharing with you until just this week. Life is beautiful. But what makes life beautiful are the good times and the bad together. What makes life beautiful are the good and the bad things that happen. What makes life beautiful are the light and the dark together. What makes life beautiful is the light and the dark together. But you see, the thing with art is one person can look at a masterpiece and see the most hideous thing. And someone else can look at the same work of art and see infinite beauty. They look at the same art piece, but the meanings they get from that art are different. The meanings they get lead them to that beauty or to that ugliness. They say beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and indeed that is true. That is why one person can look at the same piece of art as you do and see ugliness where you see beauty. And life is beautiful. Life is only as beautiful as you allow it to be. When you go through the difficult times, the hard times, the painful times, the times when you get frustrated, the times when you feel suffering, be happy to know that suffering, to understand what that suffering is, because that darkness you feel, and if you are feeling darkness now, that darkness you feel will give beauty to the light. It will make that light beautiful. Embrace that suffering. Understand what it is to suffer. Feel what you need to feel. See that suffering within you. But don't hold it close to you. You have to let go of that suffering. You have to accept the suffering as a part of the masterpiece that is your life. You have to accept it and let it go. You have to accept it, embrace it, and understand that for you to experience beauty in your life, that darkness is necessary. That darkness will make you grow. That darkness gives the light beauty. but more than anything else, choose to see what is beautiful in your life. Choose to see how that darkness makes your life beautiful. When you feel that pain, when you feel that darkness, go back to what you were grateful for. Because in that moment, you will realize just how grateful you are to have that pain. I lost my dog. I woke up this morning and my dog was dead. But I was grateful. I was grateful to have had my dog in my life. He brought me so much joy. I was grateful that my dog was no more because he did not suffer anymore. And it feels good to know that he does not suffer. It was painful watching him suffering. But I realized that seeing him suffer, the pain of seeing him suffer, the darkness I felt seeing him suffer, would give way to the light I would feel when he didn't suffer anymore. And when I realized that, although I've lost my dog, and again, that is another painful experience, there was something beautiful about this experience. There was a lot of light in this darkness. There was a lot of light that made this masterpiece what it is. I was happy. I was happy because he didn't suffer anymore. And if you find the light within the darkness in your life, you too can be happy. I hope you found this inspiring. I hope you found this insightful. I hope you learned something from this. I hope that you see the masterpiece before you, the masterpiece that is your life. If you did enjoy this episode, please, please, please share this with somebody you love, because you, my friend, might just help your loved one realize how much beauty they have in their lives. You might just help them realize what a masterpiece their life is. You might just help them embrace the darkness and realize that it gives the light its beauty. Until next time.